Good morning, Francis.
Good morning, Nick.
We are going to talk today about home equity lines of credit. You hear this all the time. You hear it in commercials. You get direct mail pieces.
Yes.
You know, you're approved for a certain amount of dollars. You can get a home equity line of credit because you own a home, because you have what they call equity in your home.
Right. Well, equity is the difference between the amount that you owe on your home and what it's worth.
Right.
Not what you think it's worth.
What it's actually worth, right.
An appraisal says it's worth.
Right.
So there are some good ways to use it and some ways that I would prefer people not use their home equity lines.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about a good way to use it. I think the best way to use a home equity line is to use it for home-related expenses, repairs.
Okay.
Like, are you going to put a new roof on? Okay, that might be a way to use a home equity line, right? But there have been a lot of surveys done, studies done, and one by Bankrate.com listed the percentages of people that were using it for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
About 74% were using it for home-related repairs, but it turns out that something like 15% think it's okay to use it for like everyday bills, just to get caught up on your utilities or whatever. So that's a little scary to me. Also, if you're putting something on your home equity line that is not house-related, I think we've all been walking around thinking, gee, the interest I pay on my home equity line is tax deductible. Now, I always tell you, I'm not an accountant, right?
Right.
However, the tax code seems to be, if it's not directly house related for the house that you're securing the loan with, it shouldn't be tax deductible. So that means for the 31% of people who are using it to pay for their college education or their kids' college education.
Not tax deductible. Yeah.
Your credit card consolidation, not tax deductible. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You're putting your car in there, you're taking a vacation, not tax deductible.
Yeah.
So that's a concern for me because I have never heard anybody wonder about that. And I think people should ask their accountant, hey, if I get audited, is this going to be a problem? I mean, I used, you know, $40,000 here and I'm taking the interest off and I'm paying the interest every year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you want to know whether that's tax deductible because that's part of the propaganda that gets people to take out home equity lines.
Right.
Oh, look, it's a low interest rate, and guess what? It's tax deductible.
Yeah.
So we work really hard to pay mortgages off. And when you're finally getting some breathing room and you have actual equity in your house, right? Maybe the market has increased or maybe you've paid your mortgage down.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a shame to just access that like some lottery winnings.
That's always been my feeling. I've never done a home equity line of credit because exactly that. I've paid my mortgage down to this point. I hate to just bounce it back up again because you have to. It's credit. It's a loan. You have to pay the money back again.
Yes.
And that's where I feel I don't want to pay back money twice. And that's how it kind of feels to me if I were to take a line of credit against my home. You know
sure.
what I mean?
Well, you know, I'm a wide open book, and I will tell you that I had two home equity lines before I started Power Down Debt or Hug Your Student Debt.
Yeah.
Because I believe the same thing. I have this high interest rate debt over here. I'm going to move it onto my house. I'm going to get a tax deduction. Everything's going to be great. And of course, I promised myself I would make these higher payments and everything would be fine. But life happens.
Yeah. And sometimes that doesn't work.
I got a divorce in the middle of that, right? You know, there are people out there that can relate to this.
Yeah.
Your financial picture is going to change at some point, whether you want it to or not. So I think you should think long and hard before you take out that home equity line to do something that is not home related.
Mm-hmm.
One of the statistics in the Bankrate survey was that 31% of people use it to pay for college education for their kids. And that's a high percentage when student loans are available. I know you don't want the student loans. I get that. But I don't really want people who are nearing retirement age to encumber their home to send their kids through college. And then the problem is that we pay these little interest-only payments for about 10 years.
Yes.
And while we're doing that, there's some extra cash around. So we rack up some other debt, it seems, right? Things feel looser.
Yep.
And then the 10-year mark rolls around and that loan amortizes into 15 years. The payments go up and it's a surprise.
Yeah.
We don't want that.
So we don't want that.
Let's use them carefully and let's manage them properly when we have them them in a debt plan.
Talking about home equity lines of credit. Dr. Francis Ram, the Money Doctor of Power Down Debt and HugYourStudentDebt.org, joins us every week here on the show. People have questions about this or any other segment, they can reach out to you.
They can, and they can catch our new show on 1240 a.m. now.
Which is Saturdays?
Saturday mornings from 8 to 8:30. To hear more detail about things like this.
Right. You get more in depth on the 1240 a.m. show Saturday mornings.
Yes. Denise Vozella is my co-host there. Mm-hmm. And so 1240 a.m. And they can reach us at 413-773-3333.
All right. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Nick.